Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Child of the Lord, when he walks with the King of Kings, and each word that you say when you kneel down and pray will be carried on the backs of angels' wings. When you walk with Jesus, you're going to do great things. Do great things.
Over the years, I have been preaching on the salvation message. When one watches TV or listens to the radio on the salvation message, we can clearly see there is a lack of balance. For we have to understand that salvation is given by God. But the same God that gives salvation also wants you to understand that there is a terrible judgment for those who reject the salvation of God. Throughout my young life as a Hutterite, I was taught the judgments of God. Nobody ever talked to me about the salvation of God. I had absolutely no idea on how to escape the judgment, except we had to live good lives. We had to try to do our best. And one of these days, God was going to weigh me in the balance to see whether I was good enough to enter the kingdom of God. And then the goodness of God got my attention when he opened my eyes to the salvation that he wants to give us, which comes through faith in the finished work of the cross. Jesus died on the cross for us and gave us his righteousness. But we have to understand there's also a different side to this story. For those who reject him will be separated from God for the rest of eternity. So we need to teach and preach the salvation message with that balance. Because I want to ask a question. There are many in the church today who don't believe in the eternal lake of fire. So the question I have, why do I need to be saved then if there is no eternal damnation and judgment? From what do I have to be saved? Well, Jesus, and through the word of God, makes it very clear that hellfire is real and it's for sure. I listened to different preachers today, and they talk about the young people of today who do not seem to read the Bible. When you tell them to live according to the principles of the Bible, they have no idea what the principles are because they don't read the Bible. And the reason they don't read, most of them, is because there is no balance when the gospel is being preached. I want you to try and listen to some of those preachers on TV. Do you ever hear a message on the judgment of God? And the truth is, not too many even teach on the salvation of God. What we hear is this: repeat after me that you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, and then you're saved, without the explanation why you need to accept Jesus as your Savior. Yes, there are those who do teach about the judgments of God, but most of the famous preachers that you see on TV simply don't mention the incredible judgments that are waiting for those who reject the God of the universe. So today I'll teach on this message, but before I get into it, I'll ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the truth. I ask that you will bless the listener with understanding, knowing that the time is short. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, in verse 14, there is an interesting scripture that says that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So we know for a fact the end cannot come until the gospel has been preached to every creature on this earth. Every person has to hear the gospel, because every person needs to understand that there is a lake of fire, that there is a judgment, but there is also a salvation.
Many people ask, why would a loving God send people to hell? Well, the truth is, he does not send people to hell. People, the human race is on its way to hell because they are separated from God, and Jesus, through his finished work on the cross, came to rescue us from the destination that was ours. So this gospel has to be preached to every creature on the earth. What is this gospel like? What does gospel mean? It means good news. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 3 in verse 16, for God so loved the world. That's how much God loves us. He loves the whole world, that he gave his only begotten son. Why did he give his son? He gave him for a sacrifice for our salvation, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Not too many people read the Bible. That's the problem when it comes to those different religions. They will read all types of different religious ideas, but they do not give the Bible a chance. I remember talking to one guy once. He told me that he has studied every religion there is on the earth. And I asked him, did you read the Bible? And he said, no, why should I? Well, I told him, the reason you should is to give everybody a chance, every religion a chance. If you don't, it makes you a hypocrite. So how many people read the Bible? Yes, they may have it on their phone, read a scripture or two today or tomorrow, but they don't seek salvation in the Word of God. They know, many people know that this is God's Word, but they don't seek salvation in that word. They figure if they read a page or two or a chapter or two, then that is the will of God. No, in scripture you find eternal life, and you have to study it to see what eternal life is and where it comes from. Like I said, when I grew up, I was taught the wrath of God. But what that actually did, it didn't bring me to God. It made me miserable, and it made me non-caring after a while. It actually drove me away from God. But when the goodness of God was taught to me, that's when I turned to him, to this God, for salvation. For you see, you need a balance. You need to hear the judgment of God, but at the same time, it's got to be made clear that Jesus also wants to save us. For this is why he came into this world. He didn't just come to show us how to live righteously. He came to seek and save that which is lost. For the Lord is willing that none shall perish. Listen to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's not half of the people. That's not three-quarters of the people. But he is willing that none should perish. This is the scripture that is written by the Holy Spirit himself. I hear some preachers teach that whoever is supposed to get saved will get saved regardless if they hear the gospel or not. That is not true, because why would God send us into the world to preach the gospel if that were the case? In other words, whatever the will of the Lord is, the will of the Lord will be done. If that would be the case, then everybody would be saved, because it tells us that the Lord is willing that none perish. That's what we have to understand and see. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 3 in verse 36, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. What does this mean? The wrath of God abides upon him. That means people are in the family of Satan, and the wrath of God is upon them and will stay upon them until they believe and receive the Son of God for everlasting life. So this is why God does not send people to hell, because he is trying to save you from hell. He's trying to bring you out of the kingdom of darkness, whose destination is the eternal lake of fire. In Romans chapter 1 in verse 18, it tells us, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Everybody knows that a creator exists. Yes, there are those who try to tell themselves there is no God. They call themselves atheists. Yes, they try hard to convince themselves there is no God, but it doesn't work. Their conscience does not allow them. In the end, they know that God exists. This is why we have so many religions in the world, because they know they need to serve some God. They want to somehow appease themselves before the creator of the universe. They do that because they understand that a creator exists. That's why the Bible teaches us that the wrath of God is revealed, because they understand and they know that a creator exists, but they do not seek him. And when we look at different countries, when you send missionaries there, especially in Muslim countries and also in India, in the Hindu countries, and should I sadly say, this also happens here in North America in religious organizations where they persecute the Christian and separate themselves from him. It is because they have given themselves over to their God, which rules their heart, which in reality is nothing more than the demonic realm. And here's the scripture that teaches us why we need a Savior. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, it tells us, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There's none that does good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poisons of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. When I read these scriptures years ago, just before I became a Christian, I said to myself, this explains me to the T. And 10 minutes later, God showed me the scripture that brought me eternal life. I accepted the fact that I was no good. I accepted the fact that my heart was evil. And once God saw that in me, once God saw my honesty, he opened my eyes to the truth of salvation. And that's how it works. It's as simple as that. Repent. Accept the fact that you are a sinner. And then God will show you how to get saved. How does he do that? By opening your heart and your mind and your eyes to the truth of his salvation. This is why the Apostle Paul teaches us, Apollos hath watered, I have planted, but God has to give the increase. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Is your name written there on those pages bright and fair? Is your name written in the book of life? If you want to be there, then down here you must prepare. Then your name will be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. If you turn to Jesus now at his feet just humbly bow, then your name will be in the book of life. Christ once said that from sin you must repent, so your name could be in the book of life. You will have a great surprise if you fail to recognize that your name must be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. Don't delay and don't forget that from sin you must repent. Then your name will be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. Don't delay and don't forget that from sin you must repent. Then your name will be in the book of life. Then your name will be in the book of life.
When I first became a Christian and started to study the Bible on salvation, I could hardly believe my good fortune. I could not believe that God would allow me to go free, would forgive me my sins, and I understood at the age of 27 how evil a person can be in his heart. I could hardly believe that he would set me free from all these past sins. The Bible teaches us that we are a new creation once we become born again. And we have to understand, like I told you, it was the goodness of God that brought me to Jesus. It wasn't the wrath of God, even though that was a very big help, because I know I needed somebody to save me. I understood I was on my way to the lake of fire. The flames of hell were very real to me. This is why I'm dedicating my life to bringing this gospel to as many as I possibly can, because I understood the reality of the lake of fire. God showed it to me. He opened my mind and my heart to that understanding and that truth. I did not understand the grace of God and the love of God till the goodness of God was brought to my attention. And this is how it took place. I was studying the Living Bible. I was reading the Living Bible. And then I started to see and understand that my heart was full of bitterness, that I was full of cursing. God clearly showed it to me in the Living Bible. And I said to the Lord, I said to God myself, I still remember it, yes, God, that spells me. This is exactly how I am. I was very, very honest with myself. And then I kept reading. And then about a minute later, I came to this scripture in the Living Bible, found in Romans chapter 3 in verse 21. But now God has shown us a different way to heaven, not by being good enough and trying to keep his laws, but by a new way, though not new really, for the scriptures told about it long ago. And that's when I stopped. I said to myself, a new way? How can there be a new way? But then I remembered, I was reading the Bible. It tells us, now God says he will accept us and acquit us, declare us not guilty if we trust Jesus Christ to take away our sin. And we all can be saved in the same way by coming to Christ, no matter who we are or what we have been like. Yes, all have sinned. All fall short of God's glorious ideal. Yet now God declares us not guilty of offending him if we trust in Jesus Christ, who in his kindly freely takes away our sin. I read these scriptures. I could not hardly believe what I was reading. I felt goosebumps going up and down my body. And then I realized, maybe the English Bible is wrong. I better try and see what the German Bible says, because we were taught the German Bible is the real Bible. I studied these same scriptures in the German Bible and found out that was exactly what they were teaching, exactly the same thing that was written in the Living Bible, that Jesus saves us if we come to him by faith and accept him as our Savior. So I want to speak to you today. Those of you who are not sure of your salvation, those of you who have been trying to serve God through religious ideologies and religious organizations, Jesus loves you. People are lost on their way to the eternal lake of fire until they turn to Jesus. The Bible teaches us the wrath of God abides upon them. The wrath of God will stay upon them until they turn to this Christ. So I'm asking you today, do you know this Jesus? Give him your life and heart and become a part of the kingdom of God. So let the Lord open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.
You are my strength when I